Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Think about more so, you know, in closer to our time, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a minister in Georgia, you know, that he was a pioneer. He believed that it was time to apply the Constitution to every man in America. He didn't favor one over another. He just said, listen, there needs to be justice for everybody, including the African American who was not being treated fairly and didn't, their constitutional rights were being denied. And he just began to be a pioneer. I mean, I think about the commitment card when he had people that would join him in his standing up for civil rights and doing what's right. I love it. We got to make this part of the torch. But yet, we have to have the mindset because we're going. We're gonna have to be pioneers in this generation. We don't quit. You know, when somebody says, "I know," we'll talk about that in a minute. But listen to this pledge. This is the pledge that he had everybody sign. This is the commitment card. If you were going to walk with Dr. Martin Luther King, a minister, a Christian, you had to sign this. You put your name, your address on it, your next relative, and all this kind of stuff on it. But the first thing he says, I hereby pledge myself. And these are the ones for those generations that don't know, many don't know in this generation, that you hear in your history books, but it's real, that the African-American was not only enslaved, but once the Emancipation Proclamation was signed and the executive order from President Lincoln, that there still was racism rampant all over this country, injustices, you know, things like separate but equal, and they were, you know, it was just evil, pride, racism, and all this. And so there wasn't fair justice for all. Everybody didn't get the fair justice. And so he said, listen, there needs to be civil rights for all, for everyone. And he's a minister. He did it in the love of God. And this is the mindset we're going to have. We're going to have to be a pioneer. But, you know, we can grab a hold of what, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King had in his heart, and just listening to his niece talk. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. You know, and she's a minister today, but you had to sign this pledge. This is the pledge you have to sign. If you're going to march with me, if you're going to walk down the same street with me, if you're going to say you're part of what we're doing, this is what you had to sign. I hereby pledge myself, my person and body, to the nonviolent movement. Mm. Think about it. Very first thing. Therefore, I will keep the following 10 commandments. Number one, meditate daily on the teachings and life of Jesus.
Wow.
You know, you had to abide to be with Dr. King.
Wow.
Is that not awesome?
Yeah.
It's like, you're not marching with me. I don't have it. Go through those commitment cards. Go through that Rolodex. So, you know, back then you had Rolodexes. So. Go on to fight. No, Malcolm, you're not part of this because you're violent, right?
All right.
No, yeah. No, Black Panthers, you're not part of this because you're violent. But what I'm doing, you got to sign a commitment card here. Mm. And the first thing says, you got to be abiding with Jesus. Mm. Is that beautiful?
Yeah.
So everybody that was legitimately a part of that movement of civil rights movement that what Dr. King was leading, he's a pioneer now. He said, you know, he put this card together and people have to commitment card. So the first thing was meditate daily on the teachings and life of Jesus. The second one is to remember always that the nonviolent movement over, he's going to reiterate that because the fact is that, you know, as Christians, and he was a Christian, we don't, you know, when you read the Quran talks about making preparations for war. That's totally opposite of us. We don't make preparations to war in the name of Jesus. Although the Crusaders got way off in the Dark Ages, that was wrong. Mm-hmm. And we're just supposed to walk like Dr. King set an example to be able to walk, but obviously like Jesus. He says, remember always, this is the second one. This is the commitment card for walking with Dr. King and what he was doing. Remember always that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not victory. Oh, wow. How many times I've saw these guys, you know, they label everything, but they label, you know, this is the conservative movement. You know, I wish, you know, but, and all of a sudden something succeeds and the arrogance and the pride and the victory marches. And it's like, you know, is that what we really want as Christians? Now, I'm not talking about people that aren't Christians, but as Christians, mm-hmm. Dr. King said, listen, that's just beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if any, the injustices that was happening to the African American that happened to in his sight. I mean, it's a horrific thing that happened to him, but just happened for since the beginning of America. And he said, we're not trying to aim for victory. Listen, in the as Christians, victory's already been received for us on the cross of Christ. Mm-hmm. So we've already won already. Now we're supposed to walk rightly before the Lord. So he says, remember, this is number two, remember always that the nonviolent, and listen, you got to get this, because don't let the bully pulpit of Washington get you to do wrong things. I don't know what the particular title of that segment is, but you got to don't swing. Don't let them push you to do evil, because this is Dr. King's got it. He has it right here. Remember always that this nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not victory. And justice is beautiful. I mean, God says in his word, he says, no one cries for justice. Oh. And that's where we are today. And the reason why I believe that men do not cry for justice, because they feel like they're going to have given a life sentence because they're sinful. You're sinful. We don't understand that justice was served out on the cross of Christ. So when we begin to cry for justice, it runs us to the cross of Christ, because in Romans chapter 5, God said, to prove that I'm a just God and the one who justifies at just the right time, I offered up my son as a sacrifice. So justice, when you begin to cry for justice, you start looking, you know, it may start off where you're pointing your finger at somebody else, and then you'll have this Holy Spirit flash of your need for a savior and your sin, and you just start running. Oh my goodness, this cross I'm preaching, I better run to it quickly.
Which way to the cross? Yeah, Have you seen the cross?
No, not in that church. Not in that church. Anyway, so, and I think that's beautiful. So when we understand that, once we can cry for justice, which is putting things back in their godly, rightly order. Number three on the commitment card for being able to walk with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and this card was written, by the way, in 1963. It's pretty interesting to me. That happened to be the year that I was born.
That's right.
Oh, now you know I'm not 29. Anyway, so, and then he says, number three is walk and talk in the manner of love, for God is love. Mm. I'm like, yeah, this dude was so awesome that you want to hang out with his niece. Yeah. isn't that amazing? You know,
yeah.
He's like, you were hanging around with him. I mean, people have used him and promoted themselves off of him, but the people that walked in the same spirit as this, you know, with him, are they're just it's just beautiful. And this is it. And this is we're this conservative movement. We need to go back, and we need to have Ronald Reagan. No, you don't have Ronald Reagan. We need to have Dr. King. We need to go back and look at Dr. King, not Dr. Ronald Reagan, and go look at Dr. King and say that's who we need to the church now. We need to model ourselves after him, mm-hmm. and what he stood for and what he walked for, because it was beautiful. And it was horrific, but his heart was beautiful. Number four in the commitment card that you have to sign if you're going to walk with Dr. King is pray daily to be used by God in order that all men might be free. I mean, think about that. Do you know Dr. King today, based on that commitment, he'd probably be disturbed over the fact that we're turning over all these nations to radical Islam and putting people under servitude, because that's the opposite of what he wanted. That's not what he wanted. He was wanting freedom for all men. For all men. Isn't that beautiful? And it's like, you know, we're not okay with just putting people in captivity. That's not what we want them to be free. And then number five is, because Jesus came to set us free, right?
Right.
Then we have number five on the commitment card to walk with Dr. King. Is sacrifice personal wishes in order that all men might be free. Well, number four was daily pray to be used by God in order that all men might be free. Now, number five is now you're praying about all men being free. I want you to sacrifice personal wishes in order that all men might be free. What does that mean? Well, just lay down your life.
Right.
Lay down. If your generation has to lay down for the next generation, and when you hear people say things, and I admit, you got to be a fool not to understand what's going on in America, because there's a lot of complicated issues going on right here because of the mistreatment of the African American in America, that you can't just throw a blanket statement over this. Somebody would said one particular, I'm not going to say who it was, just made this statement. They said, it's not about Obama, it's about your mama. And what he's saying was, my mama's been mistreated. My mama had to do this. My mother had to do that. She marched with Dr. King. She got all these freedoms. She, you know, she stood up for what's right. She went to jail. She did all these different things. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. I totally get it. And we're a fool not to get that. But then we have to bring that in the paradigm of, okay, but let's look at everything. That are we meditating on the teachings of Jesus? Is this the right direction mm-hmm. that we're going? You know what I'm saying? So it's very complicated, and it's complicated in the context that we're getting turned in on ourselves. What's happening is just all kind of turning in on ourselves. And our hope is right here, what we're reading from Dr. King's pledge card and the Word of God. But then he says in number six, he says, observe, I really believe that our president right now, President Barack Obama, you know, based on a study of his life done by a professor in a New York university, I don't know if it's Christ's King, I don't know what
King's.
Say it again?
King's College
in New York. I think he did a documentary on his life, Obama 2016, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And you can feel really empathetic. You can understand, oh. But then you start thinking, wait a minute, this is not your experience. He does not have the African-American experience in America. It's not his experience. That's the African-American's experience.
Mm-hmm.
But we're a part of that. You know what I'm saying? And there, right. So this is what I believe. I believe this. I feel it in my heart. I believe that the prophetic word spoken by Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, where he said, because of the oppression of the African-American, that the revival, and I'm believing a third great awakening would come to America being led by the African-American people in America. But see, what happens first is the counterfeit shows up first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he has the same story. You know, Kechara and I were talking about that at the gathering, and she was reminding me of my own words, and she's right, that, you know, born wherever, lived, you know, Indonesia and Kenya and, you know, all these areas. And that's not the American experience. That's mm-hmm. not the person who's coming from generations, as did most of the African-Americans that are American. So I believe, you know, I want you to hold on. Don't slam your doors on what the enemy's trying to twist. Be ready for what God's going to do to the African-Americans in America. It's going to be exciting, I believe. But in the context of that, I mean, look what he did through Dr. King as we're talking now. Then number six in the commitment card that you have to sign to be able to walk with Dr. King was observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy.
Hmm.
So you had to be nice not only to your friends.
Mm, to your enemy.
But you had to be nice to that. Oh my goodness. I mean, if you watch the videos and the pictures and this guy standing with a billy club over your daughter.
Yeah.
Who signed this card. So she's going like, oh, what was the card? Da-da-da-da-da-da. She's thumbing through her mind. What was this commitment again?
Mm.
You know, and then
a dog on a leash.
Oh, yeah, and then the dogs and the fire hoses. Fire.
Yeah.
And you're struggling with, am I willing to lay down my life? Am I willing? This is how we, the church, are going to have to do, because Dr. King, part of the church, you know, minister in the gospel, a Christian, he understood, and look what he did. He turned an entire nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it cost him his life, and we have to be willing to do that. I mean, there's a reason why streets and holidays and everything's named after Dr. King, because he made a pioneer that says, listen, it is just time. And so then not only observe, number six, observe with both friends and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy. We were just talking about the 10 commitments, the 10 commandments on the commitment card to be able to walk with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And they're just powerful, powerful. Aren't they powerful commitments?
Yeah, powerful. I mean,
this is the heart we have to have. If we're going to transform, you know, ourselves, if we're going to transform a nation back to where its original intent, just holding them to what's on the paper, as Dr. King said, you know, we need to take the same mindset. As a man, those that have walked before, he says, imitate those that have gone before. He's a pioneer,
mm-hmm.
a pioneer. We need pioneers for this generation. You know, what does it demand from us? And I look at the seventh of the 10 commandments, the commitment card that you had to be able to sign. It says, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world.
Mm.
Is that why? I was like, oh, wow. My goodness, how beautiful are these Ten Commandments to be able to be a part of the Civil Rights Movement with Dr. King? Mm. Just beautiful, beautiful. The eighth one is refrain from the violent fist, tongue, or heart.
Mm. Wow.
That's just beautiful, isn't it?
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, we were just talking about that, you know, the bully pulpit, be careful. And mm-hmm. he totally, this is an apostle. This is a pioneer. Yeah. Dr. King was a pioneer, an apostle, and that all the evil strongholds that had racism and all that stuff hated what this man was standing for, which he's standing for God and what was right and freeing a people from oppression and wow. and racism and injustice. And so then the ninth commandment of the commitment card walking with Dr. King was strive to be in good spirit and bodily health. Think about it. Strive. In other words, make an effort to, when we're walking down the street together, I mean, you got to do some physical exertions here. Where if we're going to do what we have to do to stand for what's right for the Constitution and do what's right before and treat all men well and all these commandments he's talking about, then we got to be in physical health. We're going to do some walking. We're going to be, pressed together in different situations, and you just don't know. I mean, you know, we can be so out of shape that we just step off a curve and throw our back out. That's a little ridiculous. You know, right. we got to get in the physical and spiritual health for what's about to take place. And I encourage you to begin to think about, you know, make sure your body's able to handle where we're going. Make sure your spirit is strong enough to do what you got to do what God's called us to do in our generation. And then finally, this pioneer, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the 10th commandment of the commitment card you had to sign to be able to walk alongside him. And this totally throws out all these twisted mindsets that the people are trying to change what his heart was. He says to follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of a demonstration. In other words, you had to be a person under authority. Mm. You had to, can't just go do your own. I mean, who's leading this particular event, this movement, and then you follow them. Isn't that great?
Wow.
That's good.
And then you would put your name, your address, your phone, your nearest relative, and their address. Think about that. And what is the doctor, when you go into the doctor's office or you go into a hospital or an ambulance or something, what do they say? Well, who's your nearest kin, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you're going to make it or not. You don't know if you're going to make it or not. I mean, if you're going into a place of danger, a place where you're going to be threatened and you're going to be peaceful, Jesus, we saw, he got nailed to a cross.
Yeah.
You know, we saw what happened to Dr. King. We saw what happened to many of our brothers and sisters in America, and understand that they were ready. They were ready to lay down their lives for the cause. And then it says, besides, in the very bottom of the card, it says, besides demonstrations, I could also help the movement by, and it says, circle the proper items, run errands, drive my car, fix food for volunteers, clerical work, make phone calls, answer phones, mimeograph, that's like make copies, everybody.
Okay.
Type, that's keyboarding, type, print signs, and distribute pamphlets or leaflets. Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
That's
wow.
Totally awesome. And it's going to take pioneers. It's going to take pioneers to be able to do. He's an apostle, a minister, a Christian, a beloved son of the Lord, obviously, that God would touch him in such a way to just shake a nation and bring justice back. And listen, that's his heart. And that's wow. God's heart. What he put on that card, that is God's heart. And so I'm not saying that God was lining up with Dr. King. I'm saying Dr. King was lining up with God.
Right.
And so not to line up with that is us not to line up with God. That is the mindset we're going to have. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers, because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. You're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.